The plan for Turkey was to oppose the intervention in Libya despite Turkey's membership in NATO. But the Turks flip-flopped, and yesterday they were on board when NATO agreed to take over the military effort. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Istanbul.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan told a news conference today that the Turks agreed to take part in three missions with NATO.
Bunlardan bir tanesi Bingazi hava limanının.
One of them is Turkey taking over duty of humanitarian aid distribution from Benghazi airport. The second mission is control of the air zone. We said yes to it. And the third mission is we have agreed our naval forces are taking part in the control of the corridor between Crete Island and Benghazi.
Turkey hesitated to sign on to the intervention in Libya. Turkey has close economic ties with Libya, about $15 billion in trade, investments, and contracts. Bahçeşehir University political scientist Nora Fisher Onar says the Turks have big economic ambitions, and Libya is part of their plan.
They want to be Turkey Inc. They want to be a corporation in an era of globalization that can serve as the crossroads for business relationships across the region that will be empowering to the Turkish economy and help these people consolidate their position as the political leaders of the country.
So Turkey opposed it when French President Nicolas Sarkozy spearheaded the intervention. The Turks opposed the effort for another reason. Professor Fisher Onar says they figured that Arab public opinion would be against military intervention.
And when they saw that that was actually not the case, they decided, okay, well, we actually have these various cards to play as a NATO member, having developed this whole sort of web of relationships. And so let's try and position ourselves to be able to parlay these cards rather than write ourselves out of the intervention and let Sarkozy lead it.
In other words, Turkey had political considerations too. Dimitar Bechev is a senior policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. He says the Turks want to be treated as legitimate players in the region.
They don't like when decisions have been taken and they are not involved in the planning stage or in making the political decisions, but are only asked at the second stage to contribute troops. So they are asked to do the fighting, but not the political decision-making.
Turkey has been prickly with NATO. Bechev says that being testy with the alliance enables the Turks to win points with many countries in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
They can go back to the Arabs and say, look, we are part of the coalition, but we are a restraining force. We moderate the involvement. And by the way, there won't be any Turkish planes, let alone ground troops involved. We won't be firing the bullets.
And so Turkey is playing a role it has played many times before. It is trying to advance its interests by promoting those of the Muslim world and the West, while antagonizing neither. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.